بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه وقال تعالى إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله وذا فضل الكرم فالله سبحانه وتعالى. We will continue our discussion on the topic of nifaq, hypocrisy. Previous to that, we discussed in length for a few weeks ikhlas, sincerity, and I said linked to that is the topic of hypocrisy. As the Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned, sikkai ra'idul waqt, it's the currency of the time, it is the scourge of the time. And we mentioned last week various ahadith incidents pertaining to nifaq. The very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned there are four types of hearts. The first heart is that heart which is illuminated. It is brightened, it is shining because that's the heart of a believer. His iman that he has in his heart, it is kindled, it is bright. And then is the heart which is covered, qalbun aghlaf. And that is the heart of a disbeliever. Covered with kufr, disbelief. The third was qalbun mankus, an inverted heart. And that's the heart of a munafiq. First the munafiq believed, and then he rejected. And we explained last week that the munafiq, there are two types of nifaq. Two types of hypocrisy. One is nifaq i'tiqadi, that hypocrisy which is pertaining to a person's aqidah, belief, where he proclaims by means of his tongue, he recites kalima, but he has no kalima in his heart. In fact, in his heart he has kufr. He rejects Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he just utters the kalima so that he may be safe when he is with the Muslim, and he may gain from the spoils of war when the Muslims are victorious. So he has an ulterior motive. He thinks that he is deceiving Allah. Inna al-munafiqina yukhadi'un Allah. They think that they are deceiving Allah. But in reality, Allah throws back the deception on their face. How can a person deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the fourth heart was that heart which had iman and nifaq, both. And the example was given of vegetation that grows, which gains strength through the rainwater that comes. So a person, when he listens to Quran and hadith, and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that seed of iman germinates, it grows, and his heart becomes brighter. But on the other hand, he has nifaq also. So depending on which is more dominant in his heart, that is how his heart will then react and behave. May Allah Ta'ala save us, may Allah give us that heart, qalbun, that heart of a believer, which has got a misbah, which has got a lantern, and which is shining with iman. So one is nifaq, which is i'tiqadi, which is pertaining to the belief of a person. The other one, nifaq amali. That in reality the person is not a munafiq in the sense that he just utters the kalima and his heart, he rejects Allah. No, he believes in Allah genuinely from the bottom of his heart. But there are certain actions of his which are exactly like that of a munafiq. And that is where we stopped last week, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one riwayat mentions, Ayatul munafiqi thalathun. The signs of a hypocrite are three. Idha haddatha kadhaba. When he speaks lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When he promises, he goes against his promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is entrusted with something, then he breaches the trust. And in one hadith, Rasulullah said, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. When he argues and disputes or quarrels with any person, then immediately he uses abusive language. He begins to swear. He is vulgar.
So this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll read inshallah some of the explanation given by our mashayikh, our elders, our akabirin. When they say nifaq ki pehli alamat ye hai, jab baat kahe to jhoot bole. The first sign of nifaq. Now this is nifaq amali, where a person has certain qualities like that of a hypocrite. So what is the maqsad of this? Why is Rasulullah saying this? That we should refrain from these type of qualities, lest we become like a munafiq. So he said the first thing is when a person speaks, he speaks lies. Jhoot bole. Kitni bari baat hai. Ki mu'min hokar, jhoot bole. Person is a believer, yet he speaks lies. How can that be possible? Ye iman ka taqaza nahi. This is not the demands of iman. Iman demands that you should be honest. You should be truthful. You should not speak lies. Balki ye nifaq ka taqaza hai. This is the demands of hypocrisy. A hypocrite will speak lies. He comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he pretends he's part of the Sahaba. He's a believer. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. The Munafiqeen in Surah Baqarah, right in the beginning of Surah Baqarah. Second page, when you read Alif Lam Mim, the second page, Allah Ta'ala talks about the qualities of Munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of him they pretended as though they were believers. But behind his back, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا, when they were alone, and when they were with the leaders of the Quraysh and the disbelievers, the kuffar, then they would say, "Inna ma'akum, don't worry, we are on your side. We were just mocking the believers. We were just jesting. We were just running a mock with them. In reality, we are with you." So Hazrat Maulana then gives an explanation. He says that a mu'min, iman or jhoot, may bilkul tazad hai. This is two opposites. They're not the same. It's not possible a person has iman and then he speaks lies. So iman demands that a person does not speak lies. Iman ka matlab to ye hai ki Allah hamari har baat ko sun raha hai. If a person is a believer, what does he believe? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening to every speech of mine. Har baat. Whatever I say, Allah is listening. Wo hamari har naql wa harkat ko dekh raha hai. Every action of mine is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur aap, so he says, iman ka matlab to ye hai, ki Allah hamari har baat ko sun raha hai, wo hamari har naql wa harkat ko dekh raha hai, aur aap khilaafe waqia kuch bol rahe, to goya ki Allah ta'ala ke sunne ki takzeeb kar rahe. Now, you're not speaking the truth. You're speaking lies. So when you are speaking lies, it is as though you're rejecting the fact that Allah can hear you. When you're speaking lies, then it is as though you are rejecting the fact that Allah can hear, and Allah has heard whatever you have said. Otherwise, how will this person speak lies? If he's got iman in him, then he believes Allah is listening, Allah is sami', Allah is basir, Allah is watching me. So how will he gain the courage then to speak lies? So by him speaking lies, it is as though he's not believing that Allah can hear him. Therefore, this is a sign of a hypocrite. That a person, when he speaks lies. Because a hypocrite does not believe that Allah is listening to him. Because he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani ye samajh rahe ki Allah hamare mutalliq nahi janta hai. He believes that Allah does not know what we are doing. Ki khilaafe waqia baat keh rahe, that I am speaking contrary to what has taken place. Agar usse ye istihzar ho jaye ki jo baat hum kar rahe hai, Allah usse sun raha hai, to usse jhoot bolne ki himmat nahi hogi. If he really has the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember we discussed Maqam Ihsan in detail, and ta'bud Allah ka annaka tara, that you worship Allah as though Allah is watching you. And that's a very high level. Fa illam takun tara, fa innahu yarak. If you cannot feel, have that type of consciousness that you are seeing Allah, but remember Allah is watching you. So that istihdar, that Allah consciousness, if we have, then a person will refrain from speaking lies. Baz martaba aisi jhoot baat keh jate hai jise fasad ho jata hai. How often we find a person speaks lies, and because of his lies, so much of fasad, mischief is spread in the world. Take our businesses, our homes, wherever we may be. Because of lies, problems are caused between the staff, problems are caused between sister-in-law and the wife, or the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, husband and wife, institutions, one teacher against the other teacher, one pupil against the other pupil. Now if a person speaks lies, he doesn't realize how much of facade he is spreading in the world. How much of mischief, how much of corruption. So this was the first alamat, sign of a hypocrite. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized so much the control of one's tongue. أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. In one hadith it is mentioned when this person speaks lies, the angels who were there, angels of mercy who had come down, they run away far. They flee from him. They run away, they escape, they don't want to be near him. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So what we should do is think before we say anything. Rather a person speaks the truth and he'll have peace, serenity in his heart. The moment he speaks lies, we know what happens. Now the person will question you. You interrogate it. Now you'll have to speak another lie. And then a third and fourth lie. And imagine when you're caught up. Then how terrible, how embarrassing it becomes. But a man who speaks the truth, he's relaxed. He's got nothing to hide. Second alamat, the second sign was, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. Yani jab wada kare, to khilaf kare. When a person promises, then he does not keep up to his promise. And the famous thing that we normally promise that we will do is when a person takes a loan. Baz log qarz lete hain, magar uski adaigi ka wada ke mutabik koi lihaz nahi karte. People take loans, promise to pay end of the month, in 2 months time, a certain date is fixed. But they do not keep up to that promise of this. Awwal, first mistake, first error, waqt par ada nahi, he didn't fulfill the debts, he didn't pay back the debts on time. Aur waqt guzarne ke baad, jab qarz dene wala mutalaba karta hai, to kehte hai, ki jab aayega de denge. The first mistake is what? He hasn't paid his debts. Second one, time is up, and the man, the creditor, is demanding his money back. So what we say? No, I don't have anything now. When it will come to me, I'll pay you. What you getting so excited for? I'm not going to take your money and run away, as it says here. Lekar bhaag nahi jayenge, waghera waghera. I'm not going to take your money and run away, I'm still around. And he says, halanki aksar log bhaag bhi jate hai. Many times we find, man owed somebody so much of money, so many people, next minute, he left the country. Now this is not a shan of a believer. There are incidents of non-Muslims who would love to give people, even Muslims, loan. But when they engage them and when they interacted with them, you know, they realize that these people are not paying back their loans. And therefore they said they will never ever do any dealings with them. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Ali, when he purchased his house, before he could purchase the house, belonged to a non-Muslim lady. And the agreement was done that he'll buy the house, X amount of money payable whenever. In the meantime, the deal was done verbally. And so somebody else comes to that lady and he offers a higher price. Now this woman is a non-Muslim lady. You know what she said? She said, "Nahi nahi, bhai ko zuban de di. I've given my word to that person," meaning Maulana, "I give my word. So I can't go back. Never mind you're going to give me more. I'm not prepared to take this." Now these are supposed to be our qualities. And because we have lost these qualities, therefore people look at the Muslims and they do not want to accept Islam. So exactly like this, as it says, Hazrat Muslih al-Ummat, the friend of Allah Wasiullah rahmatullah alayhi, you see, he should stress on this. And he, what he should say, agar tum waqt par nahi de sakte, to kam as kam usse keh do, ki is waqt intizam nahi ho. If you are unable to pay on that particular deed, before that tell him, brother, I'm having a problem. It will be very difficult for me to pay on that particular deed. Please, give me more chance. I'll pay you in 2 weeks' time, but definitely I'll be able to pay you. I've got a little bit of problem now. Go up to the man, not, you don't come to the masjid, why? No, because that musalli owe him money and he's here. So I go to another masjid and that man happens to go for Isha namaz there, then you're looking this side, that's your whole namaz, you're pareshan. Quickly after namaz, you escape. So your whole life will be pareshan. Of course, some people are in debt and they require assistance. So people should assist them. Allah Ta'ala talks about, I mean, Rasulullah tells the creditor to have a soft heart towards them. Wave off the debt if possible. Great sawab, a person will be given shade under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever does that. Or give him a break, to give him some respite to pay a little bit, give him more time to pay. So it's great virtue, but this does not mean that we should make people dance for our money. Matarul ghani zulmun. A man who has the means to pay his debts. And when the person comes for his money, then we delay and we make excuses. Then Rasulullah said, this is zulam. This is oppression. So you see, qarz lete ho, to ada karne ki koshish karo. Qarz lete waqt, agar aadmi adaigi ki niyat rakhega, to Allah Ta'ala ghayb se intizam farmayenge. Very important. When a person takes a loan, and he is sincere that he wants to pay back that loan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist him to pay back that loan. But if a man takes a loan and no niyat to pay back, no niyat, then he'll find himself in problems. In the month of Ramadan, it was after Fajr, we discussed similar hadiths. And one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man comes and he asks, Ya Rasulullah, if I get killed in the path of Allah, I become shaheed, will all my sins be forgiven? Rasulullah says, yes, all your sins will be forgiven. Everything. The man got happy. He's about going back home. When Rasulullah calls him back, he says, إِلَّا الدَّيْن, besides debts that you did not pay. He says, Jibreel alayhi salam, just inform me now. Ulama explained that if a man takes a loan and he wants to pay off the debt and he's making some efforts towards it, whatever he can, he's trying his best to pay off that loan. And in the interim, if he passes away, then that's a different matter. Allah will forgive him, inshallah. Here we're talking about that person who has made no effort to pay that loan. In fact, he has made up his mind, he is not going to pay back that loan. Then such a person, all his sins will not be forgiven. And on the day of Qiyamah, the person who he owed money to, that person will come and collect from all his hasanat, his nekis, equivalent to how much of loan was owed to him. Therefore, ulama say, rather pay the man in this world, it's easier. Hasanat in the akhirat, every one neki is so precious. You can't afford to give any person one of your neki. Just one good deed can either give you entry to Jannat, or you don't have that one deed, you can go to Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala save us. So one is the outward appearance we have, the outward shape of Islam. But inside, as you mentioned, ikhlas, the ruh. The inside must not be hollow. They say, jis tarah kitabon mein dimak lag jati hai, ki upar se bilkul sahi salim malum hoti. People who have libraries and books, and they see the books looks very nice on the cover outside, looks very nice, but it had been lying on the shelf for years. So we find there are termites, there are ants, that begin to eat up the pages inside. But outwardly, the book looked very nice, very beautiful, nice cover, everything. But inside, all the pages were torn, or they were eaten up by these ants. Isi tarah musalmano ki iman ki andar dimak lag chuki hai. Just like that, we have got these termites and these ants that are now eating up our iman from inside. So outside, we've got beautiful Islam. MashaAllah, we have got sunnah with us. But inside, what's happening to our iman? These little ants, they are piercing and they are eating up that iman. Zahir acha malum hota hai, lekin andar bilkul khokla hai. Outwardly, the person looks very nice, inside is hollow. How often we give some person a secret and we tell him, please don't mention to any person. This is very confidential. He agrees, yes, no, I won't tell any person. What happens? He tells the next person, is he promise you won't tell anybody? Say qasam, you won't tell anybody? No, that person say qasam, I won't tell anybody. You sure have, please, otherwise I'll get in serious problems. And then he gives him the secret of that person who confided in him. What happened? That person, what does he do? He goes to the next person. And exactly that. You know, I want to tell you something. You rather leave it on. Now that person will say, now why you started? You don't trust me? I trust you, but you know, then he takes a qasam from him. Until he comes back to the first person. And therefore, it's written, قُلُوبُ الْأَبْرَارِ قُبُورُ الْأَسْرَارِ. Those who understand Arabic, قُلُوبُ الْأَبْرَارِ, the hearts of the Allah walas, is قُبُورُ الْأَسْرَارِ. What's a qabr? A grave. Where you conceal things is where secrets can be concealed. In other words, if you have to confide in any person, confide in Ahl-e Dil, in Allah wala. Because he is not going to divulge that secret. He's going to keep it a secret. So, agar kisi ne aap se koi baat raaz ki, somebody told you some secret, to kisi aur se keh dena maslihat ke khilaaf. It's not correct now to tell anybody else that secret. Usko hargiz zahir mat karo. Don't ever tell any person. It's not right. You'll cause this person unnecessary problems. He confided in you. So this was the second alamat of nifaq. First one was when a person speaks lies. When he speaks, he speaks lies. Second one, when he promises, he goes against his promise. Sometimes a person we employ and we give him many incentives and we tell him, you know, promise you, if you do this, then I'll give you this. He does it. Now when the time comes, suddenly we pretend as though we didn't make that promise. So if let's look at our own lives. There are so many things we do on a daily basis. Not only businessmen are promising and breaking their promise, each one of us. In our little homes, or in our madrasa, wherever we may be. It was one of the sahabiyat. She had a little child. So she had her first clothes. And she called the child, see, come, I'll give you something. Rasulullah asked her, do you have anything? She said, yes. So she had a date. He said, if you did not have a date, then you would be regarded as a liar. A simple thing like that, playing with our kids. You pretended you want to give him something. And the poor child comes running to you. And then you say, you show him a bare hand. The third alamat is, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. Somebody gives you something to keep as a trust. The man goes and you start using that item without his permission. You damage it. You break it. Or when he comes back, you don't have it by you. And you say, no, you didn't leave anything by me. You breach the trust. Somebody is going for a vacation. He says, look after my house. Looking after his house does not mean you must abuse his house. Doesn't mean you must not take his car and go everywhere and just use the car as you wish. So many times people leave precious amanat by a person. And he's got no permission to use that amanat. So a person who is entrusted with something, he should not be khiyanat, he should not be disloyal to the person. Here they say, جب اس کے پاس امانت رکھی جائے تو خیانت کرے. ایک روپے پیسے کی امانت ہے, ون از منی, پرسن کیپس منی بائی یو, میٹیریل تھنگس, اینڈ یو میک خیانت آف اٹ. اور ایک بات کی بھی امانت ہوتی ہے, ون از آلسو سم سیکرٹ اور سم ورڈز دیٹ یو ٹولڈ ہم, جسٹ کیپ اٹ بائی یو, ویری سملر ٹو واٹ وی ڈسکس پریویسلی. اسی لیے فرمائے المجالس بالامانہ. What is the meaning of al-majalis bil-amana? Is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many times we have a meeting. Now this is a closed door meeting, as we say. It's a private meeting. The only selected people who are present there. It's a very important topic of discussion. It's a private matter. It's not for every person's ears. Whatever transpires in that meeting or that gathering, or that discussion has to be kept as a trust by each person. Any person who breaches the trust and he divulges to other people whatever had transpired in the meeting, that is haram in Shariat. Except if the meeting was to kill somebody unjustly, or to rape a woman, or to steal some person's goods, then of course Sharia tells you to go and inform that person that this is what they are conspiring against you. So that person can protect himself. That woman can protect herself. That man can protect his belongings. Otherwise, there are meetings that take place. And we see even walls have ears. Before the meeting can even terminate, people outside already know what's happening. But nowadays we have the gadgetry, BBMs, meetings, and Twitter and everything. So before the meeting can even terminate, people already know what's happening. Al-majalisu bil-amana. Whatever discussions take place, they are taking place with trust. As that mentions here, that today, in today's time, aaj, مسلمانوں کو مسلمانوں سے زیادہ خوف ہے. Today Muslims have fear not of the non-Muslims, they fear their own Muslim brothers and sisters. May Allah تعالیٰ protect us, may Allah save us. آج کل یہ بھی بہت ہوتا ہے کہ ایک آدمی کسی مخلص سمجھتا ہے, کسی کو مخلص سمجھتا ہے, اور راز کی بات اسے کہتا ہے مگر وہ مخلص نہیں ہوتا ہے. Last week I mentioned, one is the nifaq that we have in our amal with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like these actions, a person speaks lies, breaches the trust. And how often we pretend that this man is my very close friend. So he trusts me. He trusts you. Person trusts a person who is with him all the time. He's my best friend. But he turns out to be his enemy. Behind his back he is stabbing him. How many ulama and mashayikh trusted people around them? Later on, long after that, he found out that these were the culprits. Some things you mentioned to the person, which was of khair for him, for his betterment, but he went and told many others, and then you find many others becoming your enemy. So you think this person is sincere, but reality, he's not sincere. Remember Imam Shafi Rahmatullah, his couplet we did last week, that إِذَا أَتَوْكَ, when they come to you, تَنَسَّكُوا, they bow down as though to say. They pretend to be very pious and very devoted and very loyal friends of yours. But شَوْكُنْ إِذَا لُمِسُوا, when you come near them, you feel them as thorns, they prick you. فَمْفَا زَهْرٌ إِذَا رُمِقُوا, seem to be very beautiful flowers. But as you come close to the person, you get hurt, you get injured. So in front of you, they pretend as though they are very devout, they are very loyal. But in reality, they are wolves in sheepskin. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala save us. Of course, you should not be suspicious of any person now. Maybe this person is very close to me, so he must be a spy. Hazrat Madni Rahmatullahi Alayk, very great Allah Wala, his khadim-e-khas, person who was making khidmat for years, happened to be a British spy.
Not that Allah wala's can't make out. Sometimes they make out, but they just ignore it. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, he should be having his majlis, and then some people would come. Hazrat would just make out that this guy is a spy. Mawlana Umar Paranpuri Rahmatullah, same thing. They would send people as spies to see what are these people talking about. And in Tabligh, you only speak about Dawud and towards Allah, you don't talk any politics. So it should happen that these people who came to spy would get so affected by his bayan, Mawlana Umar Paranpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, 3 hours he should speak after Fajr, only on the greatness of Allah. That they would become affected, and after they should go for 40 days and 4 months. So you see, mere dosto, nifaq ki khisal ko chhod kar islami khisal ko apnana hoga. Bring the Islamic qualities. Discard these hypocritical characteristics and qualities that we have. Aaj musalman in islami khaslaton ko chhodte chale ja rahe. We are leaving all these good qualities, aur phir dushmanon ko bura bala kehte hai. Then we are cursing the disbelievers and enemies. You see, what's wrong with these people? But we ourselves, we have forsaken these beautiful qualities and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, ab yahan par ek ishkal hota hai. This question might come to a person's mind. That, bahut se log jhoot bolte, many people speak lies. Bahut se log wada khilafi karte, many people break the promises. Bahut log khianat bhi karte. Many people breach the trust. Kya ye sab munafiq ho jayenge? Will all of them be regarded and be classified as munafiqeen, hypocrites? So Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullahi Ali, I mentioned he was Hazrat Thani Rahmat, very great Khalifa. He gives a beautiful answer. He says, aur agar kabhi shaz aur nadir usse jhoot ka sudur ho jaye, to munafiq ke Zumra mein nahi aayega. Now and then, it doesn't mean a person should speak lies. But now and then, if he spoke a lie, very rarely you'll find that he breached a trust. So one or two of these qualities are found in him, but he is not a habitual liar. He is not a habitual person who keeps on breaking and breaching trust and breaking promises. So now and then it happened in his life. He will not be regarded as a munafiq. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, jiski ye alamat munafiq wo shakhs kehlayega, jiski ye alamat lazima ban jaye. That it becomes part and parcel of his nature. That he lies and he cheats. That person is a munafiq. Otherwise, every person who just now and then, if he spoke a lie, he is not regarded as a munafiq. But of course, he should also be careful and he should also refrain from this. So these are the 3 signs of a munafiq. When a person speaks lies, when a person speaks, he speaks lies. When he promises, he breaks the promise. When he's entrusted with something, he breaches the trust. He's disloyal. Then the ulama mashayikh have written about not hurting people's feelings, not harming people, not making ghibat, and we have discussed all this in detail. And they say especially a person who is pious and Allah wala, don't ever interfere in the life of an Allah wala. It mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man 'ada li waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb." Whoever becomes the enemy of any of my friends in whatever way, you're harming the person. He's making sabr, you're still trying and causing him taklif and pain. Allah says, "I declare war with such a person." Can a person then be spared? Ulama see there are 2 occasions when Allah declares war on any person. One is a person who is indulging in riba transactions, interest. And the other is one who interferes with the wali of Allah. And they give a beautiful qissa, inshallah we'll read this qissa and we'll terminate. A qissa maine usse qabl bhi shayad bayan kiya ho, ek muriha thi, was an old lady, wo Hazrat Mona Shah Abdul Qadir sahab, Dehlavi Rahmatullah ki khidmat mein gayi thi. So she went to the khidmat of Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Dehlavi Rahmatullahi, who was the son of Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi is one son of Shah Abdul Qadir, the other one was Shah Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi.
Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah, the great giant of Islam, Muhaddis, Khair. This woman goes, and with some monies that she had, she should sew some clothing. So she got some money and she gives that as a hadiya to Shah Abdul Qadir Rahmatullah Ali, the Alawi. So, for some reason, Hazrat did not accept it. Shah Sahib ne usse qabool nahi kiya. Bas, baat aayi, gayi khatam ho gayi, she came, it refused, and she went away. That's all happened. Uske baad, aisa hua ke Shah Sahib ko jitne hadaya aate the, sab band ho gaye. Allah made it such now, that previously, a lot of people would sincerely come and give gifts to Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Suddenly, after this incident, all those gifts stopped. Nobody coming giving any gift. And not only that, in Hazrat ka ziyadatar min janibillah futuhat se hi kaam chalta hai. These pious people, Shah Abdul Qadir, were great waliyas of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to inspire them with many things in their lives. And Allah used to direct them in doing the right things. And the bayans were such that Allah ta'ala, when they should sit on the chair, Allah would inspire them with such words of wisdom that thousands of people would benefit from them. So in any case, after all this, you say, sab futuhat band ho gayi. All this inspiration he should receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all is suddenly terminated. Jisse bahut pareshan hue. Now he became very, very concerned, worried. Allah ta'ala se dua ki, Ey Allah, humse agar koi galti hui, to usko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, if I made a mistake, some blunder, some error, some sin, Ya Allah, forgive me. What's happening? Yehi Allah wale. These are Allah wale. We, something happens to us, we don't even think that we have committed some sin. Our mind doesn't go to that. Allah wala. The moment there's a slight difference in his life, he feels that some ni'mat he's been deprived of now, which he used to previously enjoy, immediately he ponders and reflects, perhaps I have committed some sin. In any case, then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a bit lengthy. Then he says, parhal Shah Sahib Rahman jab futuhat ko band paya, to dil mein ek kudurat hi mahsus ki. Allah ke aage roye, gir giraye, ye Allah, humko batla dijiye, humse kaun si kotahi hui. Ya Allah, you show me, what wrong I have done. After some time, Allah then inspired him. That old woman who came to you, she gave you some hadiya. There was no real reason for you not to accept that hadiya. Uske baad Shah Sahib Buriya ke ghar tashreef le gaye. He went to that old woman's house. He knocked on the door. She asked, usne kaha, kon? Who's there? To Shah Sahib ne farmaya ki Abdul Qadir, amma, oh my mother, it's Abdul Qadir. Oh, hadiya de dijiye. That gift, give me back. That old woman comes out crying. Usne rote huye kaha, ki soot ki mazduri se bacha kar, aapke hadiya ke liye le gayi thi. She spun yarn, whatever was left, the money she had acquired, with that she brought this hadiya for him. Lekin aapne qabool nahi kiya, you didn't accept it, to us waqt se ro rahi hun. From that time I'm crying. But look at what she says after that. Mujhe aisa mahsoos hota hai, ki mere hadiye mein ikhlas nahi tha. I feel as though I didn't have sincerity when I gave you that gift. That is why you didn't accept it. She put the whole blame on herself. Jiski bina par apne qabool nahi farmaya. Ulama, mashayikh, Allah wala din right. Dekhiye, kitni aqal man buriya bhi. Ki ilzam bhi apne upar hi rakha. She blamed herself. Isi us zamane mein to foran samne wale par ilzam dhar dete hai. وہ بریا کتنی بری عارفہ خاشعاتی. She was also an Allah wala. Nonetheless, اس کے بعد شاہ صاحب نے اس کا حدیعہ قبول کر لیا. And immediately after that, all the obstacles that were there, that came in his path, were all removed. And again, there was futuhat.
and Allah Ta'ala blessed him, and he would inspire thousands of people, and of course then the doors of Hadiyah opened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. There are so many other things related to nifaq. May Allah ta'ala protect us from nifaq. We have come here last week, I mentioned, when we need panel beating, and that's why we are sitting. Nobody's going to hit us or use some heavy hammers on us, no. But our hearts become so immune to sin that we don't realize we are sinning. We don't realize this. And therefore, we need to be sometimes in the mahal of a masjid, Quran, Hadith environment, where we're reminded of ayats of Quran, Hadith of Rasulullah, the malfuzat of our kabirin, the lives of Sahaba, our Salafi Saliheen, ulama, mashayikh, the Allah walas, and they are all lessons for us. So therefore, this heart of ours requires this panel beating. And if you're not prepared to panel beat a damaged car that underwent some accident, then everybody will look at that car and say, what a terrible car. Nobody will want to purchase that car even. But the moment you send it to a panel beater, it is repaired. I mentioned last week, sometimes you can't even make out after it's repaired whether it went through any accident or not. So by sitting and listening to majalis of ulama, I'm not saying my talk, please, mashayikh of plenty, sit by an ahli dil, then we will listen to these malfuzat. And what we will do then is islah of our heart. Remember, each one of us has to answer for our own sins. And we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are the things that we need to rectify in our lives. We have to have ikhlas, sidq, khulus, remove nifaq from our hearts. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.